Are shrews as bad-tempered as their reputation would lead you to believe?
I guess it depends on who you are, who's speaking. You always hear that they're bloodthirsty and running around killing animals and drinking blood all the time.
Fierce. They're supposed to be like, they're teeny-weeny little things, but they're supposed to be very, very fierce.
Yeah. Or if somebody's bad-tempered, you say they're shrewish.
They're shrewish, like right. They fly off the handle easily?
Yeah. Well, they're about 25 times as high metabolism as we have, so that means they have to eat all the time. They eat 80 or 90% of their body weight a day.
Wow.
So they'd starve to death if they didn't get food.
So they got to be moving all the time, for one thing.
So they're moving all the time. They eat lots of stuff. It's mostly earthworms and insects and centipedes and things like that. Once in a while, they'll eat another small mammal or a bird, but it's mostly invertebrates. So they're not running around slaughtering mammals a lot.
How big are they, actually? I mean, they're a lot smaller than, say, a deer mouse, right?
Actually, there's some really, really, really small ones. But you could say they're about in the range. Most of them are about in the range of a mouse. But you could tell them apart in a couple of ways. One is they've got really tiny eyes and really tiny ears, mm-hmm. which sort of helps them go through tunnels.
Do they have pointier faces?
Yeah, big, long, pointy mm-hmm. face and a long, hairy tail. The easiest way is if they open their mouth or if you can find a skull.
He's not going to open his mouth for me.
Okay. Well, maybe if you pick him up and...
I don't... Unless he's going to bite me, in yes, which case he'd be confirming his...
Yeah. Yeah. See what the bite marks look like. But if it was a mouse, it would have these big, long incisors in the front, mm-hmm. like little gnawing things. And they don't have that. They do have teeth in the front, but they're more sharp. They're actually in a completely different order of mammals called insectivores.
You mean they're not rodents?
They're not rodents at all. Huh. And if you looked at their whole skull, you'd see another thing. They don't have any cheekbones, which are really big in real rodents like mice and squirrels and beavers. It's a little arch to make way for big chewing muscles to work those big incisors. And these are not gnawing animals. All they have to do is grab earthworms and chew up centipedes and
things
like that.
Not a lot of chewing.
Yeah.
They don't have to chop down trees with their teeth or anything like that.
No. They're about the same size. They're in approximately the same habitats. Like in the winter, let's say, they're under the snow going through tunnels. They didn't dig the tunnels themselves.
So they don't hibernate or whatever like a chipmunk?
No, that's one of the really amazing things about shrews, and especially in temperate zone places where there's winter. They're active all through the winter. They don't go into torpor like a chipmunk would or something like that. But they're these tiny little things. So you say, well, how can they get enough food to live?
Mm-hmm.
And one of the most amazing things is, number one, they do find plenty of food by going under the snow into the soil layers and hunting for invertebrates there. Mm-hmm. But the most amazing thing is they shrink in size in the winter, which...
You mean over the winter they get smaller because they're not eating enough?
You would think it was that. But if you take a shrew and you feed it in the fall, it still loses weight. And the most amazing thing is it's not just losing body fat. Actually, they gain body fat. They have about 30% more body fat.
So they're packing on fat for the winter like you would expect.
Yeah, so you think they should get bigger, but in fact they still shrink. And it turns out it's a complete morphing of their body. The bones shrink. Their skull gets smaller.
Wow.
Their spine shrinks because the little discs between the spine are absorbed, and so their organs get smaller and everything.
And this is before winter. This is to get ready for winter.
Yeah. And then in the spring, they grow back again, even if it's a long, cold spring.
Even if you had a shrew that you were keeping for some reason and you were still feeding it the same all through the winter, it would get smaller. And then in the spring, it would get bigger again as it got ready for summer. Again.
Right. Probably measuring day length or something. So the big question is, why do they do that? If anything, it should be harder to get through the winter when you're smaller, because when you're small, you have more surface area, you lose more heat. So it's probably some beneficial adaptation. Nobody has really figured out why.
Jeez.
But they certainly do it, and there are a lot of species around the world doing just fine under the snow like that.
Shrews. Thanks very much, Dr. Kurt Steger of Paul Smith College. I'm Martha Foley at St. Lawrence University.
Digital distribution of North Country Public Radio news and features is funded by gifts from listeners like you. Join us at ncpr.org.